The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Wait, nope, that's copyright infringement, and this is episode 173 of Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan and Gabe, and nobody else, because fuck those guys.
Is it really copyright infringement? I don't think so.
Thing is in there. Okay.
For sure.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 173 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
And today we are going to talk about Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker.
Yay.
AKA episode 9.
Is that you, bro?
I don't know.
I feel like you just keep buzzing and buzzing and buzzing over there.
I do have my phone set to vibrate.
I'm actually really excited for this. I just don't sound like I'm excited for it.
Yeah, because you're sick. But I am very excited about this too.
I enjoyed the movie. 53% critical response.
Fuck half the critics.
86% audience score.
Thank you.
So it did really well.
Thank you, audience, for not being a bunch of naysaying pieces of shit.
That's 91,000 people.
Because this fucking movie was rad as fuck, and it was an awesome way to end the series. Period.
Well, you can find us at TOS.
No, seriously, like, so about 2 weeks ago, we were scrolling through Disney Plus. I went to the Star Wars side, and Hannah just straight up told me, and obviously it's her own prerogative. She can have any opinion she wants, even if it's wrong. She says, "Dad, I don't really like Star Wars." And a little part of me broke inside, but I understand because, like, the fare that Star Wars has provided for, like, my children's generation isn't always, like, the best shit, right?
Sure.
You know, episodes 1 through 3 and, like,
which is weird because they sold a shit metric ton of figurines and plush dolls.
To nerds.
To kids. To kids, because that's what that was aimed at. It wasn't aimed at you.
But that's
was
who
cool.
bought
Star
it.
Star Wars, you know, but there were, it was aimed at kids. And I'm guessing they made a lot of money.
Yeah, they probably did. But, I mean, my kids aren't the hugest fans of Star Wars. Because they grew up with it, but not the same way that we did. Right? As we were watching this movie, Bailey and I were crying. Okay, because there were just scenes in it that were just like super emotionally moving. Because Bailey's a huge Star Wars fan too.
Nice.
But as we're laying there watching the movie, Hannah goes, "You know, Star Wars is pretty good." And I was like, "Thank you." Like, yeah. And she's like, "Why do you like it so much, Dad?" And it occurred to me because I've been watching it for like 35 years. Like, I've been watching these movies since I was like 8 years old, and it's fucking a great way to end that overarching series. Like, it just was a good movie and it was so much fun. And there were moments where I was like, I know the hyper nerds in this moment are like, "Well, that's just stupid and that's not the way it is." But it's like, I have a hard time doing this. I have a hard time just stepping back and being a kid about something and just enjoying it because it's fun. And this is one of those rare movies that I was able to just throw away the criticism and throw away like the hyperbole and just be like, "Man, I had so much fucking fun watching that movie."
Right.
And the way it wrapped up the series made me happy. So I am amongst the 88% in a weird turn of events. I agree with the masses. Like, I loved it. I had so much fun watching it.
I really liked it as well. Like, it's predictable in a fun way to me. Like, I don't care. If I know what the movie's going to be like, the first 10 minutes of the
Unless
movie.
Unless it's a mystery movie, because that fucks mystery movies up really bad.
I'm with you there. But as long as I enjoy it, the rest of the movie, I'm fine with predictability. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. When I watch a wrestling match, I'm fine knowing who's going to win.
Right.
As long as it entertains me. That's all I care about. You know, knowing that you know, at the end of the day, the Emperor is not going to win because this is the last of this saga. Mm-hmm. I don't care. That's fine. How the fuck? What happened to him? How do we get to that point? That's what I care about. And I liked it. I don't know a thing about that. I'm the hyperest nerd that I can't watch something new about it.
Right.
Like, it's just not who I am. You know, it's weird when you said what you said about how long you've been watching it. For some reason, Tremors came into my mind because they're putting out the shittiest CGI graphic movies fucking ever. You know what I mean? But I love them.
Right.
I love that series. It's just something that I've watched for my whole life, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't care. Put it out. You know, put fucking $10 into that movie and I'll watch that movie.
Isn't there like a new Netflix one coming out?
There is another one.
I think it's a movie on Netflix.
Another movie. I think that it did already.
And I think they're all on Netflix.
I think the once the comedian whose name I can't remember joined, they've been on Netflix.
Nice.
I think after that, the Kevin Bacon was supposed to get his come back, and they were supposed to do a series. And the trailer looked fucking amazing, and it never happened. Huh. They dropped it instead of
Kevin Bacon was like, "Ooh, this is 7 degrees of stupid."
It looked amazing. He was super. He said he was super excited to come back.
Right,
but it just never. They dropped it. But.
It's because they only had like 2 wheelbarrows full of money.
Right.
Oh, that's going to take 5 wheelbarrows.
But this is something that I don't care. It entertained me. I knew where the big spots were coming. I knew what was going to happen for the most part. Obviously not everything.
Right.
But that's what I love sometimes about, what's his name? J.J. Abrams. Sometimes he does a ton of fan service. Right. Which is fine. Why is that bad? Like, I don't get that. I've never understood
that. It's literally servicing the fans. Like, he's giving you exactly what you want, and then people complain about it. And it's like, fuck off, dude. Just enjoy a movie. And I know I'm the worst about that. I am absolutely the worst about that. But when it comes to, like, the new J.J. Abrams Star Trek movies, I love them.
Watched them.
The new Star Wars movies, I've loved them. And I get it. The first one is just a remake of Episode 4. So what? It's great.
Brought me back in.
Exactly. It washed Episode 1 out of my mouth.
But see, even Episode 1 had its, you know, I've said it 100 times on this show. Darth Maul is probably the coolest villain.
Absolutely.
That should have gone on to prosper more.
Yeah.
You know, so much so that they brought him back in Han Solo movie.
Right.
You know,
and will probably come back in other shows and stuff.
They did him a disservice, but there were things in each movie that, you know, like I said, maybe they're not the best, but I still enjoyed
people
them.
People hate
I don't
Ewoks.
Care. That's weird.
I'm just saying there's people that just fucking absolutely hate the Ewoks because they were developed to make a toy to sell to little kids, and they're the Jar Jar Binks of like that
I don't
era.
Even hate Jar Jar Binks. Ooh, like I don't under I just I do. Don't get it. He was a stupid little thing that kind of served a purpose somehow, but
for me he's in the movie too much. Like he's a gag that just you're like ha ha ha.
He's more entertaining than the Mohicans. I'll give you that much.
Dude. Well, the one Mohican's pretty cool. And he doesn't say Misa. So. Oh, but the scenery in Star Wars is way cooler.
I feel like reboots and remakes or sequels have created a sector of people who are just fucking awful. Mm-hmm. They literally made that guy want to kill himself because they were so mean. I don't get – if you don't like it, just don't watch it.
Yeah.
Why do you have to deride somebody and be fucking awful to them? Somebody put a meme up earlier and I can't remember exactly what it was. I think it was on Twitter. Something about how I remember a time on the internet where we could be civil to each other. And I was like, you do? I don't fucking remember
no,
that.
No, that time doesn't
like,
exist.
Like, we do have differing opinions, and we could be civil to each other because we know
friends.
Each other.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't remember a time where everything was happy-go-lucky on the internet. That shit doesn't exist.
That's imagination. Like, I've been on the internet since the internet started, and we've been fucking bitching at each other the entire time. Like, clearly you weren't on an old, like, bulletin board server where you, no, you're wrong in episode 4. You fucking idiot.
And you know, some of those things, like, some of that stuff I'm okay with. Because it's, you know, you dive down the rabbit hole of, oh, well, fuck, you know, like, myths and mythos and world building, you know what I mean?
Especially with Star Wars and like the massive, or like we were talking about in the Witcher episode with Tolkien, or right, like with Star Wars, with Star Trek. Star Wars had a ton of canon novels. I mean, tons of them. And like,
I think people, I have a couple downstairs.
People were so into it. And what's crazy cool, and like a cool way for them to approach it, is that now they think of them not as canon, but as the Star Wars mythology. And so like what we read and believed is what somebody in the Star Wars universe would read and believe as well, but right, as a mythology, not necessarily as truth. Like, maybe those stories aren't 100% accurate, but sometimes you see Emperor Palpatine like fucking force lightning spaceships out of the sky. And you're like, maybe the mythology is true. You know, it's like a right, cool way to like create more world with stuff that's already there that right, you don't necessarily want to use 100%.
I mean, obviously, really awesome. Obviously, we're okay with people not liking the movie. Like, that's not what we're talking about.
Not okay.
I mean, I'm okay with it. You know, obviously, people are going to not like everything. It just,
not,
it
this
just
one. Not this one. Not
this one. What I hate is the toxic attitude that comes with it. Mm-hmm. Like, how dare you tell, it's with anything that we always talk about, how dare you sit on your high horse and you tell somebody that they shouldn't have created something that they wanted to create. Like, right, fuck you. You know, if you want to do it, go do it. You know, see if somebody will give you millions of dollars to go create the perfect thing that you think you want to do. Go do it.
Because they won't. Because you're a jackass.
Like, it's just, there's no reason to be mean to people who stepped into a role that they love. It's just so stupid to me.
That they were paid to do. Yeah. Maybe, yeah, maybe they did fail at it. But at least they gave it a shot. It's better than your trolling ass did. It's better than my trolling ass did.
I'm okay if you don't like this show. I'm fine with that. You know, but if you're gonna fill my feed every day, maybe a week I'll deal with it, you know, but then afterward I'm gonna block you. Like, there's no reason for you to keep trolling me or somebody or just being a dick for no reason.
Yeah, if you hate something, move on. It's easy as that.
I started a new job.
There you go. Same as the old job, just in a different building, yeah, with different people,
with not a giant tall fucking idiot redhead.
I don't have red hair.
I like that.
I'm also not tall.
He's not a giant. He's a dwarf giant.
Yeah. I'm a dwarf giant.
Yeah.
And Devin's a dwarf.
I loved it. I had zero problem with Palpatine coming back. I had zero problem with Rey using the Skywalker name at the end and being who she was. I thought it added intrigue to the story that she's fighting something kind of dark and deep inside of herself.
Right.
To be a Jedi.
I loved that storyline. And like, what was cool is, so when her and Kylo are fighting over the transport and she hits it with
force. In the waterfall?
No. In the desert. Remember when she thinks she kills Chewie?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yep.
So when she shoots the force lightning, I immediately looked at Bailey. I was like, holy shit. You know what that means, right? And Bailey goes, yeah, force lightning is a Sith-only power. I was like, right? What if Kylo's the good guy and she's the bad guy? And like, immediately, we were just so excited because it's like these subtle nods. And like you said, it's fan service. Like, right. If you're a passive Star Wars fan, you're just like, oh, that's fucked up. She accidentally lasered that thing out of the sky. But if you're like a turbo Star Wars nerd, you're like, oh, that's a Sith. Like, and it's just, it's a lot of fun. Like, it's, it made me happy. Like, the whole movie just made me happy. And fuck people that don't like it. Like, I get it. If you don't want to, that's cool. Like, feel free to complain. I don't really care that much. But wow, so weird that you would not like this thing that literally plays into something that we've loved so well. Like, I don't know. It's awesome.
I was like, you had mentioned you guys were crying kind of throughout the movie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a giant bitch. So. No.
Leia kind of disappearing.
Yeah.
Was really sad.
Dying as a Jedi. Yeah.
Kylo Ren fucking coming back and redeeming himself and then dying. Was like, what? Like, yeah. No.
Also dying as a Jedi, though, which I thought right. was really, really cool. And like when he sees his dad, I'm all.
Hey, buddy.
My soul is dead.
It's cool because he wasn't like a Force ghost.
No,
he was just a ghost. Ghost. Yeah.
He says, "I'm just, you know, I'm in your mind.
Right.
I'm not here." Like, because he's not a Jedi.
Right.
He's fucking Han Solo.
Even though I would give him
scoundrel.
I would knight him as a Jedi
villain.
He's an honorary Jedi.
Nah.
He just didn't have a fucking sword.
He shoots people.
That's fine.
He doesn't believe in all that hogwash mythology.
Do you, by definition, if a stormtrooper shoots at you and you deflect it with your lightsaber and it shoots the Jedi, I think you're shooting the Jedi or the stormtrooper.
No, you're right. I'm just saying, like, he shoots people because, like, they owe him money and stuff. Not because they shot at him.
No,
I mean,
Greedo shot first.
Oof, we are going to have to fight. Han Solo himself has gone on the record to say
he doesn't
care.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
He thinks we shouldn't fucking care either.
I just don't think Han Solo is the type of guy that shoots first.
He is.
He might be.
He is.
He might be.
He's in a wretched hive of scum and villainy. That's so all
what?
I'm saying.
What does that mean?
He's a bad guy.
He's a looter. That's all.
He's a scavenger.
He's a thief.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
No, my eye is itchy.
It's all the shit in the air, probably.
Oh, it's probably you.
I like it. It's something I can smell.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to smell for a while.
It smells good.
But yeah, I like that. That part was really cool. I really enjoyed it. When she buries the lightsabers on
Tatooine. Yeah.
And then she has hers kind of looks like rugged and kind of,
and it's gold.
It's like yellow. Yeah, it looks cool. It almost lent to like, oh shit, she's kind of, maybe she'll still be in the future films. But they've come out and said that they're going to focus more on side characters. So right. Who knows? But
man, I hope they make a Lando movie because they definitely implied that they were going to make a Lando movie right there. Another Solo movie would be great too.
Yeah, Mandalorian's coming this year. I think that's the only is that the only Disney property coming out this year?
I don't think so.
What other shows are coming out this year? You don't know, huh?
No, you're out.
I don't think there's any other Disney properties coming out this year.
I'm looking.
Beside Mando.
Oh, man. It's hard to look things up about Disney and Star Wars.
Because Morbius technically is not Disney.
No,
that's a Sony property.
Yeah.
In conjunction with Marvel, but it's not really Disney. I don't think there's another Disney property coming out this year, a movie. Maybe a show?
Maybe.
Mulan is coming out this year. That's
true.
No, that's not coming out, is it?
I have not heard nothing about a new Indiana Jones movie. I think that's
okay,
hogwash.
Here we go. Really?
What?
It's kind of crazy.
Are you smoking dope?
So it looks like on Disney Plus, Ewan McGregor will be coming out in the Obi-Wan Kenobi show.
Obi-Wan. I forgot about that one.
A new season of Clone Wars is coming out.
Oh, that's the cartoon.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be
New Mutants comes out.
Yeah.
In April.
There's going to be a K2SO and
Black Widow.
Andor.
Black Widow comes out in May.
Yeah. I'm talking about Star Wars stuff, though, specifically.
I'm just talking about Disney. I didn't think there was a lot of Disney stuff, but okay, Star Wars.
So the K2SO and Cassian Andor, they're characters from Rogue One. They have a show that's coming out on Disney Plus. So,
is that going to be a cartoon?
No, it'll probably be a live action show. So it looks like there's going to be... Oh, and no, that's Clone Wars. Yeah, it looks like there's going to be, after a 3-year break, Star Wars will return to theaters in 2022.
Oh, wow.
It's unclear who will helm the films. And it doesn't say what it's going to be about. So, huh. But yeah, the Obi-Wan show, more Mandalorian, I assume.
So a lot more stuff than I thought.
Clone Wars and Rogue One, like a Rogue One prequel. So.
That was a really good movie.
I'm excited for that.
It was a really good movie.
Honestly, of all the Star Wars movies that have come out since, you know, Disney kind of took over them, I think Rogue One is my favorite one still.
It was a really good one.
This one's a close second, but Rogue One is a fucking great movie.
Untitled Indiana Jones movie 2021.
So not too far off, though.
I have heard fucking nothing about this movie.
Yeah. Maybe we save talking about that for the last bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. I loved this movie.
So did I. This gets a massive thumbs up. This gets a 9 out of 9, 10 out of 10 for me.
I'm figuring Gabe, I keep doing that. Doyle and Tim gave it a thumbs up.
Doyle probably gave it a thumbs. Yeah, it was good. That's how Doyle talks.
I was like, I don't know what that means. Because it's too far from the mic?
I'm sure Tim, yeah. Doyle gives it a oh man, but I loved it. I love this movie. I can't wait to see what more Star Wars stuff is like.
I'm in.
Now I need to get my son to read the books because I think he'll fucking love them.
Probably. So, he likes everything.
He does. He's pretty cool. Also, happy 16th birthday, Ashton.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Oh, why thank you, my lovely wife.
That looks... Yes, please. Dang, that looks...
Something smells burny. Oh. All right, let's get at it.
Anyway, with that said, find us all our social medias, www.totlb.com. Go to totlb.com/shop to pick up our new boudoir calendar or anything else that you want there, like glasses, shirts, all sorts of cool stuff. And, of course, find us on Patreon at patreon.com/totlb, where you can support the show and get free stuff. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. With that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Juan.
And this has been... A very Star Wars episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
F the haters.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.